Alice Always by Harriet Lane. Read by Claire Corbett.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
A violet bed is budding near, wherein a lark has made her nest. And good they are, but not the best. And dear they are, but not so dear. Christina Rossetti. It's shortly after 6 o'clock on a Sunday evening. I'm sure of the time because I've just listened to the headlines on the radio. Sleet spatters the windscreen. I'm driving through low countryside, following the occasional finger post toward the A Road and London. My headlights rake the drizzle, passing their silver glow over gates and barns and hedgerows, the closed signs hung in village shop windows, the blank muffled look of houses cloistered against the winter evening. Very few cars are out. Everyone is at home watching TV, making supper, doing the last bits of homework before school tomorrow. I've taken the right fork out of Imberley, past the white rectory with the stile. The road opens up briefly between wide exposed fields before it enters the forest. In summer, I always like this part of the drive. The sudden, almost aquatic chill of the green tunnel, the sense of shade and stillness. It makes me think of Milton's water nymph, combing her hair beneath the glass.